like a ton of bricks. Recognize that voice? New music classic artist. That's what we do on Quartz in Session. Randy Bachman from his last solo album, Ton of Bricks is the name of that tune. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to Quartz in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, soul, and starting this week, a little bit of Christmas. And it's that time. Thanksgiving is over. Halloween is over. I got a rule in the Lurie household. No Christmas music till after Thanksgiving. Same thing for the radio. Maybe it's unfortunate some of those other stations don't want to follow that rule, right? They've got Christmas in July. What the heck? That last set of music before the Randy Bachman, Live Kansas by request. And I did not write down who called in for that. I'm so sorry. I got a little crazy here with the phone. Before that, ZZ Top going out to Shane on the north side. He is getting the plow trucks working, and he says not an easy job. Thor, latest from the God of Thunder, Heart Full of Soul, of course, a cover from the Yardbirds. Alabama High Test, another request from a couple weeks ago that being off last week, we get to make up this week. And we open up with the Rolling Stones, 1976 Black and Blue's been re-released, remastered. Whole slew of new tunes, and you know, the background behind that album is Mick Taylor had left. He said adios to the Stones, really gave them not much notice at all. And they were scrambling for a new guitarist. Well, the new box set has jam sessions with Harvey Mandel, Jeff Beck. Of course, the Stones settled on Woody, and in my mind, couldn't have been a better choice. Ronnie Wood's one of my favorites. But that's the album where they figured it all out going forward in 1976, a long time ago, believe it or not. Rolling Stones Black and Blue Deluxe Edition out now. So WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. For more information on how to reprocess audio or video, well, you can go to remastermedia.com. Remastermedia.com, our sponsor for this hour of the show. And if you're interested in underwriting for Quartz in Session or any of the great shows here at WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So we're giving away another pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones and IMAX in, oh, let's say about 20 minutes. So keep it right here. This is a request going out to Jay and Keith in the North Hills. They're loyal listeners, and I'm glad they are. This is Charlie Daniels Band going back to 1974. This is Whiskey. started the first Christmas tune for Courts in Session 2025. Punky Meadows single came out with last year, and no, that is not Punky singing. Punky's one heck of a guitarist, but and does no singing. Of course, Punky Meadows from Angel. New music, classic artists. That's what we do here on Courts in Session. Before that, from the latest Van Zandt album, and just look up their Christian Southern Rock album that has done really, really well. It's sold real well. Of course, Donnie Burns from 38 Special started the band with Donnie Van Zandt, and that's Donnie Van Zandt and his brother Johnny, lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, with the track Warrior. You know, I do not know either of those guys. I would love to meet them, love to talk with them. I'm going to see if I can't pull out my magic stick, work some magic, and see if we can get one of those guys on the show to talk about the new album, because they are both rock and roll legends. Before that, by request for Susu in Highland Park, the Raspberries with Ecstasy, and a request going out to Jane Keith, Charlie Daniels Band, A Whiskey. You know, we play vinyl here in Courts in Session, and I love doing that. And I've heard the Mockster on his show, Viva La Mock, play that tune. A great tune, great deep cut. But the flip side of that record was so dirty. I don't think anyone had played it, maybe ever. It was, man, it was filthy. I had to pull out the rag and clean it right before I played it on air. That's what you got to do with records. Don't have to do that with digital music, but records just sound so, so much better, right? So let's give away another pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones in IMAX. Week of December 11th, they've got four nights it's being shown, and I want you to go and have a great time on WRCT. Third caller, 412-268-9728. Gets the tickets. And you know, if you like getting free tickets, you gotta listen to my buddy Peter Sunday nights at 9, right before the replay of Courts in Session at 10 p.m. You like new music and free tickets? Well, the new and newer music show every Sunday night from 9 to 10 is where it's at. Join Peter as he plays your favorite new music, and just about every week he's giving away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. He's a cool DJ. He's got a great show. I enjoy it every Sunday night at 9. The new and newer music show right here on 88.3 FM. Streaming at WRCT.org. And you can follow Peter on Instagram at newshowwrct. Third caller gets those tickets to see the Rolling Stones in IMAX, 412-268-WRCT. We'll be right back.
in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records, and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at School can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability to learn. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients.
What kind of family she wanted? She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When I'm lost and lonely, with just a dollar to my name, there's only one sandwich that'll kill the pain.
One, two, three, four.
J-B-C. Give me a J-B-C. Give me a junior bacon. Cheeseburger, give me a junior bacon. Cheeseburger, give me a J-B-C. Listen to
again. Well, that's enough of that. I'm DJ Firefly, and if you're ready for something else, tune into my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
brand new from Elton John, from his latest album with Brandi Carlile. Little Richard's Bible is the name of that tune. Sir Elton John, as I should call him. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And you're listening to Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30 with a replay Friday early morning for you night owls that haven't gone to bed after Viva La Mock. You can hear Courts in Session at 1:30 in the morning. And again, after the Steelers victory and after the New and Newer show here in WRCT, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. You say, what is Viva La Mock? Well, remember that kid that you were always protecting in high school because he was getting picked on? Well, 26 years on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. The Mockster, he's been doing it a long time and doing it well, but don't tell him I said that. His head is big enough as it is. A great show, spinning the best and worst in indie punk, classic country, power pop, a whole lot more, and you don't want to miss his Friday Night Mock, where he picks a subject and mocks it, plays songs by an artist or a subject every week at midnight, right here in WRCT, 9 to 1:30 in the morning, and after that, yours truly. So that last set of music started off with a request going out to Elena, listening online at WRCT.org in Greece. She sent me a message. She said, who's your favorite Uriah Heep singer, David Byron or John Lawton? Well, Elena, I'm going with David Byron, and that's why going out to you, beauty, one way or another, going back to 1976 from the Heap. You know, it's crazy these days.